This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. In February, 2 days after the shooting in Parkland, Florida, Governor Phil Scott read a police report about a young man in Vermont planning a similar attack. And that report changed the governor's long-held position against signing new gun restrictions into law. Scott's reversal and the politics of guns in Vermont are the focus of this week's episode of Jolted, VPR's new five-part podcast about the case of Jack Sawyer and how it changed the state. VPR reporter Liam Elder Connors is here to give us a preview of this episode. Hi, Liam.
Hello, Mitch.
So this is the fourth episode. Can you catch folks up on previous chapters if they're new to the series?
Sure. In the first episode, we sort of went over what happened in the case, how police in Fairhaven and the community found out about Jack Sawyer and the plan he was making about attacking his old high school. And then we spent some time learning about Jack in the second episode. And the third episode really looked at the legal questions that came up in this case, which sort of focused around at what point does planning a crime become actually attempting a crime? And so that's sort of what we've gone over so far in the series. And in this next episode, the fourth episode, we're really focusing on why Governor Scott changed his mind about gun laws after reading the Jack Sawyer affidavit, and then why it was a big deal in Vermont that he changed his mind, and how some people are upset about the changes to the gun laws.
We're going to hear an excerpt now. Can you tell us a little bit about this section we're going to hear?
Sure. We're going to hear a little bit from State Senator Phil Baruth is where we're going to start. A few years ago, he tried to get an assault weapons ban passed in Vermont. He put the bill in and quickly withdrew it. There was just not a lot of support for it. And so we start with Senator Baruth to get a little bit of the historical perspective on what's happened when people talk about gun laws in Vermont and then sort of track up through Governor Scott changing his mind. When people have tried to pass gun laws here, this is what happened.
I would say the apocalypse.
This is Democratic State Senator Phil Baruth. After the 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook, he proposed banning assault weapons in Vermont. It did not go over well in Vermont's capital city.
I remember walking down to a bar in Montpelier the night after I submitted the bill, and various people would not drink with me because I had put in a gun bill. And, you know, they made it clear that that was beyond the pale.
So you're a Democrat, right?
A Democrat.
And so you had Democrats attacking you? Like what?
I wouldn't say that Democrats attacked me, but I would say that they distanced themselves, which feels like an attack when you're under fire.
Baruth withdrew the bill 6 days after introducing it. He couldn't muster support. Over roughly two decades in politics here, Republican Governor Phil Scott has had a single message on guns.
I don't believe that we need more gun restrictions in Vermont at this time.
This is what Scott told us at VPR when he ran for governor in 2016.
I think we should enforce the ones we have. I think we should focus more on safety and gun education.
The governor, like many Vermonters, grew up with guns. After his father died, Scott's uncle would take him skeet shooting.
And he took me to buy my own shotgun, which I still have. It was a 20-gauge Remington 870 Wingmaster.
Scott describes this one aunt who could do anything. Welding, house building, cake decorating.
And she went deer hunting until she was in her 80s and always managed to get a bag of buck.
When you hear Governor Phil Scott talk, one thing you'll notice is he speaks deliberately and calmly. His voice is so measured and consistent, reporters joke about it. But there's also this.
So the track we go with the Vermont governor in the 14 car. That, of course, is Phil Scott, looking to complete the race this time, unlike his Memorial Day fiasco.
Green flag stock car racing at Thunder Scott Road, the local track in his hometown of Barrie. Scott is a three-time track champion. He's the kind of politician people accidentally call by his first name, the kind of guy that would help pull your car out of a ditch in the winter. Politically, Scott is a moderate Republican. He talks a lot about growing the economy and making the state more affordable. But he's not always in line with the National Republican Party. He signed off on legal recreational pot this year. Last year, when President Trump issued executive orders cracking down on immigration, Scott would not cooperate.
We are coming on the air at this hour with news of a school shooting in South Florida. This took place.
Governor Scott has been in office for just over a year when, on February 14th, the shooting in Parkland, Florida happens.
At Douglas High School, no word yet on casualties.
In Vermont, after tragedies like this, the response has become familiar. Top political leaders offer their condolences. And when they hear calls for gun control, many say this: that Vermont doesn't have gun violence, at least not in the same way that larger, more urban states do. For instance, according to the FBI Uniform Crime Report, Vermont had the seventh lowest homicide rate in 2016.
The day after the shooting in Parkland, Governor Scott seems to follow that script. He tells the newspaper 7 days, quote, "We're fortunate we're one of the safest states in the country, and I believe our gun laws are balanced." Then, a threat close to home, Jack Sawyer. Governor Scott is handed police documents outlining the young man's plans.
It shattered my impression, my view of this quintessential Vermont, shattered that in with one document.
Governor Scott decides to hold a press conference.
Now, you've covered me almost for a year now, and you know I'm generally steady, measured, and I realize that sometimes this is viewed as being unemotional.
This time, his voice has lost its steady, deliberate tone.
In the aftermath of Florida, this situation in Fairhaven has jolted me, especially after reading the affidavit and realizing that only by the grace of God and the courage of a young woman who spoke up did we avert a horrific outcome.
It's jolted him, the governor says, into reconsidering gun laws.
Okay, that's a preview of this week's episode of VPR's new podcast, Jolted. And Liam, what's up next?
Well, the next episode will be the fifth episode, and that's the last episode. And we'll be looking a little bit at what can we learn from a school shooting that doesn't happen. So we'll be diving into some of those questions coming up.
You can listen to Jolted online at joltedpodcast.org or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And you can hear the full episode 4 of Jolted tonight at 6 o'clock during All Things Considered. Liam, thanks so much.
You bet.